against it, because what should happen is what the plan that we're on now, and I think a plan that's going to make people very, very happy, we'll be announcing sometime later, and that's really what should happen.
Appears get Trans Day on a day that a lot of folks worship, Easter, bridges hit, and so much more again. Yep, another bridge, that's three. Remember, it is, in my opinion, all due to the fact that the enemy is starting to lose ground. Distractions are happening everywhere as the world continues to unravel before our eyes. Let's remember the support of a police officer today. Look into the real resurrection day and dates. Shall we? I mean, we're going to talk about that. Watch the media continue to lie and get caught. That's right. And so much more. Folks aren't falling for all this stuff much anymore, the lying of the mainstream media. We're going to see all that today. Here we go. So, folks, before we get started, I just want to remind you that we have a wonderful cruise coming up August 11th through the 18th at Sea with LT. You get a chance to hang out with me and my family. We have meet and greet time. You'll get a chance to meet us. We'll have plenty of time on a stage to have Q&A time. I'll be showing a lot of my ways that I make my videos and more. But even more important is we get to hang out together in beautiful Alaska. I mean, look at those waterfalls there. It's just absolutely amazing. We'll see the glaciers. We're going to experience the food together. We're going to have a concert from the Isaacs. We're going to have a comedian, Tim Lovelace. You're going to love him. We love him. He's so amazing. And we're going to have other guest speakers. Really, really cool. And so just looking forward to having you join us if you're still waiting. Remember, the rooms, when they start filling up, it's harder to pick the rooms that you want also. So just encourage you to check us out August 11th through 18th. Go in, to amweknow.com or in the description box below and sign up today. And so really cool is, you know, the other day we showed that President Trump was talking to General Flynn, and just wanted to show this again as a reminder.
I had to skip him because we had a big meeting, and I heard he was here, and I skipped him. I said, I may never live that one down. No? I may never. I said, I better get down. So tonight he wasn't expecting me, so I met up for him. So the way I did it, he's a great gentleman. He's a great gentleman. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the country. You really are. You're a brave guy and a wonderful man and a very smart one. And you're my side, and I'm on your side all the way. Thank you.
And so President Trump says to General Flynn, I'm on your side all the way. And so there's been a lot of distractions on that side, and many still skeptical, don't understand why, but just want to make sure we play that. But what was really cool is we had Angela Schumerhorn. She was at the event, and check this out. We've got a clip of it, and you'll just watch as he walks into the event. As he walks in, we were so excited. I caught this. I saw her, and I said, hey, I think that's Angela. And then sure enough, we had a confirmation from her. And if you forgot who she was, I'll show you in a second. But just as a reminder, as he walks in, watch this. As he walks in, walks over, and he shakes her husband's hand, and then she walks up in that beautiful dress and gets a chance to shake his hand. And I know that had to be a big highlight for her and her life, and absolutely amazing to see that. And in case you forgot, I'm going to bring you over to skippitydoodah.com. Remember skippitydoodah? I put it in the description box below in case you forgot. They're going to have another event this fall, and should be in Florida, right? And a lot of folks, you know, that they had the movie about child trafficking that was playing there. So, of course, she was invited. And just wanted to remind you that she's continuing to do a great work in highlighting all that's going on with the trafficking. It's been growing ever since she started years ago. And she has her story there, skippitydoo.com. You can see it. I show you there for all to see. And remember, we actually had an interview with her. If you want to go watch that interview again, it was on March 24th of last year, almost more than a year ago, right? And bringing awareness to human trafficking. You want to check that video out. I put it in the description box below also. So way to go, Angela. I know that's exciting for her. And you never know, maybe we can show up at the next event that she holds. We'll see. And so as we enter this season, as you went into the weekend, many people believe that this is the week that Christ makes his entrance and has his Passover meal and then goes on the cross for all of us. And I wanted to read this to you real quick. Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given from you above, given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend," right? Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar. So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and set down the judgment seat at a place called the Stone Pavement in Aramaic Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered them over to them to be crucified. All done by God's timing. Check this out. What happens the moment they realized that the Son of God was murdered? That's everyone that was there at the foot of the cross. The Romans, those that lived nearby, those that were the Jews that were all around him. And you can just see, as this played out in that movie, The Passion of the Christ, right? Now, I want you to notice something as this plays. I'm sorry to pause it, but you'll notice there in the temple, the veil entering into the Holy of Holies was ripped from top to bottom. Not from bottom to top, from top to bottom. That means if anybody tries to say that man ripped the veil to enter into God's holy, the Holy of Holies, they can't say man did it. God ripped that. And what does that mean? When Christ died on the cross for our sins, no longer did you have to wait for the priest once a year to enter the Holy of Holies for the people, on behalf of the people. You can now have direct entrance in through his Son. He says he's dead, in case those are listening in. Make sure he throws him a spear. And just like it has in the scriptures, he thrusts it into his side, right into his heart. Blood and water comes out. And when it falls on his face, on his body, he looks up. And imagine what he felt at that moment as the Son of Man, the heart, blood and the water poured out on him. Amazing to see. I don't agree with that entire movie, Passion of the Christ. A lot of it's not very biblical at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of it was pulled from some dreams that Mel Gibson used in his script writing. But I tell you what, the visuals, the way that this played out, the way that it touched many people, I actually had a chance, an opportunity to take. My wife's sister at the time was dating a guy. He wanted to go see this movie, and he had never been to church ever in his entire life. And folks, we went into this movie. I said, okay, I'll take you. So we went to see The Passion. I'd already seen it several times with people that I'd bring in to watch. And when he, one of the things that he asked me after we were done, you could tell he was visibly shaken. We went over to a coffee shop, sat down, and I'll never forget, he asked me a question. The very first question, out of all the things you would think of, he asked, I don't understand, why did they keep taking him back and forth from the governor to the king? Remember? Pilate over to Herod. And the Herod sent him back over. And he said, I just didn't understand why they just didn't seem to find anything wrong with him, and they just kept sending him back and forth, and then they killed him? Oh, that was brilliant. And you can imagine the conversation we had. And I gave him several books, and it was just so amazing to watch him walk away just in awe of understanding that Christ had done nothing wrong just by watching a movie. Never been to church in his life. Never opened up a Bible. So President Trump had a chance to address this here recently. Scotty got this out for us, put it together.
My fellow Americans, at this holy time of the year, families across our nation gather in homes, churches, and synagogues to light candles and to praise God. During the sacred holiday of Passover, Jewish families around the world give thanks to God for liberating the Jewish people from bondage in Egypt and delivering them to the promised land of Israel. For Christians, we remember the suffering and death of God's only Son and His glorious resurrection on the third day. On Easter Sunday, we proclaim with joy, Christ is risen. Both of these sacred celebrations remind us that God's love redeems the world. Almost 3,000 years ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Darkness covers the earth, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. For the Lord will be your everlasting light." In America, we look to the light of God to guide our steps. We trust in the power of the Almighty for wisdom and strength. And we praise our Heavenly Father for the blessings of freedom and the gift of eternal life. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Amazing as this plays out, Donald Trump Jr. shows us this. Biden is banning religious symbols from Easter celebrations at the White House while flying the trans flag and declaring Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day. This is the left's new religion. They want people worshiping the trans flag instead of God. They must be stopped. And so there he is with the receipt, whitehouse.gov. Trump calls on Biden in the White House to issue an apology to Catholics and Christians across America. Interesting, as he sends that letter out to him for all to see. Shadow Vezra showed us Ellen DeGeneres was questioned about the allegations against Diddy, who was a frequent guest on her show. She was also questioned about his parties, of which she discussed on her show as well. Wow, a lot of that information continues to fly out. 10-second video, could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if given a safe way out? Remember, the FBI and MI have an open investigation into Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to the Clinton Foundation under disguise of H relief went to H? H would be who? You guys know who that is? What countries donated big money to Clinton Foundation and why? How much was owed by accepting? Again, good people were forced into bed with this evil under personal and family threats. Good people were forced into the evil because they were threatened. It's politicians, actors, directors of movies, Hollywood workers, and more. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if given a safe way out? So if you're given a safe way out, and you didn't do it, and you continue to help these evil ones, how could you live with yourself? These people worship Satan. Some openly show it, like those that would say Trans Day, for a day that a lot of folks seem to find one of the holiest of the year. Let's see, what else do we have? Fletch 17, all three movies playing simultaneously. Remember these posters here, 4, 5, and 6 now playing, Guardians of the Pedophiles, Panic in D.C., Ficegate. Do you find it interesting that everything discussed in the past is somehow making news as of late? Diddy. It's the Guardian of the Pedophiles. Biden. Ficegate. Obama. Ficegate. Excuse me. Biden. Panic in D.C. All three movies right there in front of us. An amazing. I'm going to show you this video in a second about something that was caught here about the eclipse on April 8th. And some relations to a book that was found basically highlighting when the true resurrection week should be occurring every year. You guys are going to really like that when we get to it. Pretty amazing. And so I'll show you that in a second. But first, I wanted to make sure that we highlight this for your health. Okay, imagine you're at your doctor's office. Your doctor glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the Field of Greens Better Health Promise. Check out this customer testimonial. He said, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. That's Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and you eat too much fast food, we'll take Field of Greens. Look, Field of Greens can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, but they can promise that your next checkup, your doctor will notice you've improved your health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too. Let me get you started with 15% off. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com for 15% off. So, guys, we're back with this video clip. Wanted to show you real quick. Very, very interesting. It's been spreading throughout social media.
Let's talk about the eclipse on April 8th that's happening and the connection it has with Easter. Watch this video get banned. I have a book. It's from the 1800s. Let's do this. Here's the book in all its glory. Right here it says, The Passion of the Lord from Palm Sunday to Easter Eve, April 1st to April 7th, AD 30. Let's turn a couple pages. The Resurrection and Ascension of Christ from Easter Day to Ascension Day, April 8th to May 17th, AD 30. That's crazy. Totally not crazy. Truth. Now let me walk you through each day. Palm Sunday, April 1st. Monday, April 2nd, he cleansed the temple. Tuesday, April 3rd was Jesus' last teaching. Tuesday night, Jesus told his disciples the time of his betrayal. And then on Wednesday, April 4th, he remained in Bethany until Thursday. Thursday, April 5th, they killed the lamb for the Passover meal. Evening and night of Thursday, April 5th was the Last Supper. After supper, they went to the Mount of Olives and entered the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where he is taken and held captive. Good Friday, April 6th, he was arraigned and then taken to a place called Golgotha, the place of a skull, also known as Calvary. This is where he was put on the cross. Is it really a cross? But before he was placed on the cross, he was tortured and placed in a cell overnight. Saturday, April 7th, the Sabbath. Pilate condemned him, and from 6 to 9 a.m. were the preparations for the cross. At 9 a.m., he was placed on the cross, hung on the cross for the next 3 hours, dying.
This is where it gets really... My heart's freaking racing. I never read this before. Listen.
It was now noon, but such a noon as had never been seen in Judea. The position of the paschal full moon precluded the possibility of a solar eclipse, and yet a supernatural darkness rested upon all the land, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, as if to veil the last agonies of the Redeemer from the eyes of men. But far deeper than that, darkness was the gloom that weighed upon the Savior's soul, as he bore the whole burden of the divine wrath for the sins of all men.
He was on the cross all day until sunset, which was the beginning of the Sabbath, Saturday evening.
Died in 6 hours, literally of a broken heart. Taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb.
Sunday, April 8th, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The solar eclipse is nothing other than proof to us that it happened. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. In the solar eclipse, that was the veil. That is the proof. That is the reminder to us. Just as the rainbow is a reminder to us that God will never flood the earth again, the solar eclipse is Monday, April 8th, then Easter Sunday is Tuesday, April 9th. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comments.
Pretty interesting, huh? It's amazing how folks do their research. They get out there and show you some of the things that they find. And just kind of an easy reminder for all of us. And also, just as a reminder to all of you, the Easter actually comes from Ishtar. Ishtar is a pagan god. Easter was originally the celebration of Ishtar, the Assyrian and Babylonian goddess of fertility and sex. Her symbols, like the egg and the bunny, were and still are fertility and sex symbols, or did you actually think eggs and bunnies had anything to do with the resurrection? After Constantine decided to Christianize the empire, Easter was changed to represent Jesus. But as it, at its roots, Easter, which is how you pronounce Ishtar, it's probably Ishtar, is all about celebrating fertility and sex. And this goes a lot deeper than that, but just want to make sure you guys have a reminder of that whole thing and how it plays out. I'm sure you've heard that before. Brother Berg kind of showed us, too, just a reminder, if you guys didn't see it in the last video, you know NASA is sending a rocket, three rockets, I believe, at 1533 Eastern Standard Time through the eclipse. Yeah. And happens to basically be called a serpent. And then CERN, you guys know the 666 symbolism of CERN, they're going to be lighting up their CERN during this eclipse also. And they believe, you know, on the front, they've got the Shiva, goddess of destruction, all this goddess stuff. Oof. Anyway, the Large Hadron Collider, restarting during the solar eclipse. That's the 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 days after the last great American eclipse, while NASA is firing three rockets into the moon shadow at 3:33 p.m. Huh. The rocket project is named Apep after the Egyptian demon of chaos who took the form of a serpent on his mission to devour the sun and plunge the world into permanent darkness. Consider this in the mystical context of solar eclipses and moments when the natural order is suspended and the veils are thinned, creating a liminal space for magical workings. This rare alignment is a cosmic gateway offering a potent opportunity for transformative processes, whether for renewal, destruction, or revelation. How appropriate. CERN is associated with Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction and transformation. Indeed, it certainly seems that the dark wizards are attempting to pull off a ceremonial magic working of epic proportions, harnessing the power of the eclipse for a specific ritual. Perhaps manipulating these energies to open portals. Who knows? But they're trying something. And it kind of reminds me, right, if you go to Moses' time, what did he do when he went before Pharaoh? Pharaoh threw his serpent. Remember, Moses threw his serpent staff down and turned into a serpent. Pharaoh turned their magic down and said, we're going to show you we can do this too. And what did Moses' serpent do? Swallowed the other serpents and then turned back into a rod. Go ahead and try to manipulate and play God and watch what happens to you there, guys. Yeah. Nice try. All right. So we shouldn't be living in fear. Just want to remind you of that. Let's see. What else do we have? So then we got Russia officially accusing Ukraine of involvement in the terrorist attack in Moscow and demands extradition of everyone involved. So they're starting to deport the illegals out of Russia. And also, I don't know if you know, but the Russian ships have gone into the Red Sea, and they're joining forces with other nations, almost like an Ezekiel 38 end times thing, type thing, right? You have Ezekiel 38 where you have Gog and Magog, and they join other nations, and they surround Israel. As a matter of fact, should I pull that up for all of us to read since I'm bringing that up? Maybe I should. Maybe I should do that. Let me see if I can do Ezekiel 38 in case you guys are wondering. Also, there's large scale protests. They're ongoing in Tel Aviv. Wow. Huh. By many who don't believe the Israel Defense Force and the current government is doing enough to eliminate Hamas and rescue or exchange for the roughly 100 hostages that are still being held in the Gaza Strip. There's several family members of hostages among the protesters who are calling for an immediate hostage deal. Yeah. Pretty interesting. And so while all this is playing out, let me bring this over, Ezekiel 38, in case you guys didn't know, King James Version pulled this up. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, thus say the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws. So God's going to turn Russia. Most people believe that's what they're referring to. And I will bring thee forth, and all thine enemy horses, horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. I don't know if you know, guys, but Russia went down and, to countries in Africa, and he's given them arms and stuff like that. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmath, the north quarters, all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter days thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always waste. Have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of nations. They shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, with many people, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. Thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. And so anyway, if you go through and read Ezekiel 38, it just seems interesting. As things are playing out around us, could it be matching Ezekiel 38? What do you guys think? Put your thoughts in the description box below, because even as that's going on, I saw that according to the mainstream media news, okay, they're saying that Russia's joining with Syria, and they're going to go up to the Golan Heights and take it back. Wow. So, anyway, want to make sure we get back into what's been happening in America. You had the New York Post from Dan Post, New York, Dan Scavino, excuse me. New York in 1956 had the three crosses up on their skyline on the buildings versus New York in 2023. Where you had the pride flag up. Turn back to Jesus, America. Matthew 11:24, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Another thing worth fighting for showed us, Matthew 27:54, and the centurion and those with him keeping guard over Jesus, having seen the earthquake and the things taking place, feared greatly, saying, truly this was God's son. So all of that playing out, and you had the three crosses posted by Dan Scavino. Well, Grasshopper happened to catch this. Dan points to Sessions, Jeff Sessions, yeah, in regards to Huma and Podesta, Red Cross, and children. You got all these connections with what? With what? The trafficking. Ray Chandler, child handler. You had Eminem's picture, remember, showing all of us these crumbs that were all put together, and you got P. Diddy. And then you get the three sides of the pyramid. They're all collapsing. So all the connections in this, with this Dan Scavino post showing us through the intel board, all the connections coming to the church, the crosses, and exposing the evil that's all around us. We've been watching it happen. Of course, you had Karine Jean-Pierre. On Transgender Day of Visibility, the Biden-Harris administration honors the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirms our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are treated equally. Really. So less than 1% of America would start transforming into trans. But you've got the most persecuted group in the world, Christians, and they don't have a day of visibility now. Got to remove that. And so you're looking at pictures, if you're looking at your screen, of all those that the Biden administration supports. Wickedness. People that have some serious problems. And you got Biden, Kamala Harris, Antony Blinken, Secretary of the White House, all these guys. And who came up with this? Well, this is the founder of the Transgender Day of Visibility. I wanted to show you a video clip of this particular person.
I tried to come out to my parents when I was 8 years old, okay? And that was in 1967. Let's just say it didn't go well.
So he tried to come out to his parents. It didn't go well. And he needs help. He's mentally unstable. He needs the Lord Jesus Christ is what he needs, and we need to pray for these folks. Feel bad for him. We know what the problem is, and we know the only solution would be they need a Savior. Happy Easter, right? Says Wall Street Apes, today on Joe Biden's Trans Day of Visibility, we remember the transgender who walked into a convenience store with an axe and assaulted multiple people for no reason. I'm showing you the screenshot. On this Day of Visibility, we should focus on highlighting America's mental health crisis. And there are the pictures. I didn't want to show you the video of this transgender just walking in, beating everybody up with that weapon. So we're going to show you also an interview here in a second where, remember, we had countries that basically said, we're not going to celebrate LGBTQ. We're going to celebrate family and show how the United States came after. We're all going to show you, also show you 60 Minutes as they continue to try to manipulate us and manipulate everyone with this Savannah syndrome that was sent over from Russia. And some more wake-up calls on what's actually happening now with Black Swan events and the elections, how it's running, and more. I've got more for you. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at, folks. You can go there, and you can find everything that you need to know about And We Know. It is absolutely brilliant website that has been put together by several people. My son spruced it up and made it where it was very simple to use on your phone now. When you go to this site, you're going to notice just an amazing system all set up for you so that you can actually see all of our social media sites, our videos, and so much more. I'm so proud of this particular site and how it looks and appears and more. You've got also the patriotlight.com where you can find all the home politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and more. And we also have a shop for you. Folks have been, we asked you to send in pictures, and that day that I asked for pictures to be sent in, we got flooded, and I appreciate it. We do need a lot more. So if you get an opportunity, take a picture of you wearing our gear, and we'd love to highlight you in our video. Remember, you can get my book also from this shop.andweknow.com. You have our flags, accessories, sweatshirt, hoodies, hats, tees, and tanks, flag collection, kids apparel, LT's book, and so much more, all right? So here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Let's cross live now to Pastor Martin Sempa, Ugandan pro-family leader who spent 30 years specializing in HIV/AIDS prevention at Makerere University in Kampala. You're very welcome to the program, sir. You're also defending the 2023 Anti-Homosexuality Act in the nation, which has drawn Western criticism against Uganda and is currently being challenged in the Constitutional Court. How have you been dealing with that pressure from essentially Anglo-American pressure on what you would call African culture?
Well, thank you so much. Sure. We indeed are caught up in a next generation of colonialism where the Western world, that's United States, European Union, have taken on the role as the global police to police our culture and impose upon us homosexualism, transgenderism. And it's shocking to me that on the day of Resurrection Sunday, the American president would see fit to declare it Transgender Visibility Day. That's insane. But here in Uganda, we have also come up with a law against homosexuality. It's called the Anti-Homosexual Act. It began 2009, and we've battled through Barack Obama, going through up to Joe Biden today. The law was passed successfully again last year, and they're trying to fight against it in the Constitutional Court. And I'm one of those who made historical precedence to, as a civic person, to say, look, I want to support the law of the government that was passed to prevent the promotion of homosexuality in our African country.
We've been reporting on the bill in the country of Georgia banning, quote, LGBT propaganda. That is the bill that's being put to Parliament. Do you think that Tbilisi is going to face the same pressure as Uganda?
Absolutely. But I first want to salute the Honourable Mamukam Dinaradze, who has come up with this law, the Dream Party. I think this is very courageous. He's championing the family. Whenever you make a stand for the family, you challenge the very basis of Western power. The executive orders that Barack Obama put out in 2012, again, they were repeated again by President Joe Biden. They ordered the entire United States government to combat every effort to criminalize LGBT status. And I want to underline the word combat. Combat is an act of war. Combat is a statement that releases all the assets of that particular power to enter into war. So indeed, America and European Union are in a cultural war. But I'm excited that the Honorable Mamukam Dinaradze has defied that intimidation, has spoken about the sovereignty of Georgia. He's repeated the fact that the Constitution of Georgia since 2018 has made homosexuality a crime. Same-sex acts are criminal. Marriage is criminal. And we also take note that Georgia, by and large, is a very Christian country with Orthodox Christianity as the biggest religious affiliation. So we are having this clash between the Western world, where America and European Union are now really fighting Christianity. I never knew it would come to a day where the Great West would be seen as the Antichrist that is, in the name of LGBT, is persecuting the faith of many Christian people all over the world.
I wanted to delve more into that Transgender Day of Visibility, how the Joe Biden White House has said Easter Sunday is sharing that date. But time has beaten us, Pastor. Thank you for your time. Live from Uganda, Pastor Martin Sempa.
Thank you.
That's tremendous. What a great interview. Great answers. And you can tell he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He's got a smile on his face. And this is a war. It's a war on the family. It's the war on values of morality versus immorality. Spiritual war. So who's the most persecuted and beat up people group on the earth? It's the Christians. Do you see them out there demanding that we have a Christian month, or we demand our rights as Christians that we should be able to speak the way that we want? You don't really see that, right? But man, they will do all they can to try to force everyone in the neighborhoods around the earth. We want you to know what we do behind closed doors. We want you involved in our immoral acts. We want you to strike out Sodom and Gomorrah out of the scriptures. We don't want to read all of that. We want to enjoy our sin, and we want to destroy the family. And so who is supporting family in the United States? Not all United States is against family. We watched here recently this weekend, 10,000 officers showed up for a massive turnout. You're looking at your screen. For a fallen NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, on Long Island. And it's tremendous. If you're looking at your screen, just thousands lined up on the streets for him. In support of family. The funeral was held. They marched across. You can hear the silence. So everyone's saluting. And then we had a speech given by the widow, Stephanie Diller, for her husband.
Family, thank you all for the support this week. The outpouring of love our family has received has been overwhelming, and we're forever thankful to everyone. With every hug that I've received, I just picture each one is from Jonathan. I wish Jonathan were here to see the incredible kindness and generosity that has been shown to our family, but I know in his own way he is here watching over us. I am so proud that thousands of people across the country are calling Jonathan a hero, but the truth is he has always been a hero to Ryan and me. The rest of the world is just catching up. Well, he was beyond proud to be a member of the NYPD. His career was only one of his many roles. I want to also honor Jonathan for who he was out of the uniform. I am not sure where to start, and I could probably talk about Jonathan for hours, so I'll start from the beginning. Jonathan was born and raised on Long Island, the son of Fran and Stephen Diller.
And so she continues on, and I put it in the description box below just to show you. Oh, what happens when lawlessness happens in our country? That husband's gone. She's holding on to her son. And you can imagine the sorrow. Yet, what did I mention in the beginning? The amount of people that showed up in support of Jonathan Diller was absolutely brilliant. In support of the family. While all this is playing out, we're watching the mainstream media fall apart. They no longer support family values. They're all in together, cahoots with the evil all around us. Donald Trump says, according to the writings analysis of election year traffic, CNN's down 19%, New York Times down 22%, Slate is down 42%, Washington Compost is down, well, I said compost, he says post, is down 43%, The Daily Beast is down 45%, and The Drudge Report is down 81%. Thank you, Lord. The Drudge Report's finally down hard. Nothing but manipulation and evil from that particular website. Also, purporting evil out for all to see would be 60 Minutes. Yeah, used to be really good when Laura Logan ran it. 60 Minutes has important developments in our 5-year investigation of mysterious brain injuries suffered by U.S. officials and their families. Many victims believe they were wounded by a secret weapon firing a high-energy beam of microwaves or ultrasound. And guess where it came from? It came from Russia. Yeah. So that's the guy you're looking at on the screen who's going to, I'm going to play a little bit of it in a second. I don't want to hear much from him. Hans Machny said, what a pile of something. Here are the stellar officers who are all claimed to have Havana syndrome in this clip, and I put the clip in the description box below so you can watch it. Mark Polymeropoulos, he claimed Hunter's laptop was Russian plot. That's one of the guys in the 60 Minutes deal that's saying that they got Havana syndrome. Let's see, who else was out there talking like this? Miles Taylor, he's anonymous. Olivia Troy, she's Trump-hating Pence advisor. Remember, she was the Pence advisor. She hated Trump. Yeah, she's in the video with 60 Minutes. Mark Lindsay, he's the guy who got Twitter to ban critics. You don't say. I love it when anonymous folks come together, right, Nons, right? And they're like, hey, before you guys fall for this trap from 60 Minutes and the way they're going to run it and blame it on Russia, just to let you know who's all in these videos, because it's sickening. So there is, in my view, without a doubt, says Mark Zaid, evidence of a cover-up, says attorney Mark Zaid, who represents more than 2 dozen clients who report Havana syndrome. Well, meet the lawyer at the center of a whistleblower case. It's an everyday adventure. Mark Zaid has landed his most consequential role yet at the center of the political storm over President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. There he is. The guy who's going against President Trump is the one claiming he's got all these clients with the Havana syndrome. Here we go.
You know, if my mother had seen what I saw, she would say it's the Russians, stupid.
Greg Edgreen, who ran the military investigation, told us he had the Pentagon's support. But in the Trump and Biden administrations, he says, the bar for proof was set impossibly high.
I think it was set so high because we did not, as a country and a government, want to face some very hard truths.
And what are those?
Can we secure America? Are these massive counterintelligence failures? Can we protect American soil and our people on American soil? Are we being attacked? And if we're being attacked, is that an act of war?
After what he learned in his classified investigation, Greg Ed Green retired from the Army to start a company to help the victims. He hopes to channel government contracts into treatment programs. As with all spy stories, much is classified and what remains is circumstantial. None of the witnesses tonight wanted to speak. Some fear for their families, but all felt compelled to shine a light on what they see as a war of shadows, a war America may not be winning.
If this is what we've seen with the hundreds of cases of anomalous health incidents, I can assure you that this has become probably Putin's biggest victory. In his own mind, this has been Russia's biggest victory against the West.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see who else is in on it. Oh, New York Times. What do they got? Report criticizes CIA's initial handling of Havana syndrome cases. Congress to examine U.S. spy agencies' work on Havana syndrome. Review finds no answers to mystery of Havana syndrome. Foreign adversaries very unlikely to blame for Havana syndrome. Intelligence review finds when CIA begins compensating victims of Havana syndrome. Yeah. Boy, what else do we got from the media? Oh, yeah, some Trump derangement syndrome just to make us feel better today.
You know, it's time to do something different. Like, we're not going to have this conversation again. I have come on the air with breaking news about requests for gag orders because of threats for judges and their kids more times than I could count today before I got ready. And Judge Luttig, I think it's time. I don't know who has to write the banners at the bottom of my show. I'm sorry in advance. But Donald Trump broke the rule of law. We should cover a broken judiciary in this country. Donald Trump managed to delay every federal criminal trial based on facts that he barely denies. Donald Trump managed to enlist the Supreme Court in a delay process, the highest court in the land. Donald Trump brazenly and repeatedly attacks not just judges, and I've had the privilege of sitting across not just from you, Judge Luttig, but from Judge Esther Salas, whose son was assassinated by a crazy person. Judges don't have Secret Service protecting them. They don't even always have, I mean, her child answered the door.
She's a great actor. She's great, and that she's probably trained in the C_A headquarters. She really did a good job. Let's watch her throw the papers
again. You know, it's time to do something different.
There you go. Throw those papers and add some drama in and get some laughter from those guys on the screens across from you. Oh, boy. What else do we have going on? Oh, yeah. A U.S. 59 bridge was struck by a barge over the Arkansas River. Uh-huh. Let's get this report.
At around 1:30 this afternoon, a barge hit this bridge behind me. And as I step away and we zoom in, you can see the bridge, the barge right there that hit the second pillar on the bridge. About an hour ago, the barge had left, but it has since returned. This is near the Kerr Lock and Dam on the Arkansas River near Salisaw. This is video sent to us by a viewer. Traffic in both directions was closed while investigators assessed the damage on the bridge. The bridge has since reopened. There are no reports of injuries at this time.
How about that? Just another bridge. Yeah, let's see. We got Baltimore bridge collapse. You got the Cleveland, Ohio spontaneous combustion fire. And just like train derailments come in waves, imagine more bridge incidents are also on the way. Truth Pups actually put out a pretty cool synopsis. You guys want to check them out. Behind the scenes, Maryland Bridge Black Swan operations from generals to current colonials to admirals, and I think it'd be colonels, generals to colonels to admirals and military intelligence battalions that the deep state, CIA plus Davos Group plus Schwab plus have initiated Black Swan events to cause mass confusion, and they're trying to avoid the coming military 11.3 operations and Trump's return. Behind the scenes, Cheyenne Mountain and the U.S. Space Force are monitoring all deep state ops and false flag operations, obvious as intelligence across the world are all sharing the same wires. The elites are initiating Black Swan events. The collapse of the CIA, NATO, globalist music industry, film industry, banks, and U.S. governments and European nations is happening in real time. The storm's happening. The Black Swan event is taking flight. Everything is leading to military intervention and exposure. part of that exposure helps out in this way.
Pay me to vote for a Democrat. Local, state, federal elections, I don't care what it is. You couldn't pay me to vote for one. You know why? Because they know that we, and I mean people whose skin color look like mine, they know that we vote party over interest. So after we vote, what do? They don't need us for anything. That's what they do. Year after year after year. I'm from Baltimore, and I go home at least twice a year to see family. Same abandoned homes, same crime rate. We haven't had a Republican mayor since the 60s. And look at our environment. The same can be said for Memphis. The same can be said for St. Louis. The same can be said for Detroit. The same can be said for a lot of these cities all over this country that have been led down the toilet by Democrats for decades. Stop voting party over interest and vote interest over party.
How about that, huh? Wake up call is happening. And while we're watching all of this election stuff play out, I hope that you went and watched Ken and Jody Zitko, my interview with them. Absolutely amazing. The amount of time and hours that they've spent, over 4,000 hours on their own personal time to gather the data, discovering nearly 600,000 Illinois voting ballot errors in 2022. Action plan with UnitedForFreedom.com. I put in the description box below so you can go check them out. Stunning interview showcasing how everyone can support taking back. You guys can support. You can be a driver. You can do all of these things that you think, oh, I can't help with the elections. You can pray. You can donate and so much more. You do not want to miss that interview when it comes to the elections. And also just wanted to show you on the money side that gold price has hit all-time high, advancing on Thursday, now trading around $2,215. That is absolutely amazing. We've been talking about all of this, Black Swan events and the SWIFT CBD system, biblical investing in gold and silver and more with Dr. Kirk Elliott. We had a great interview this Sunday, actually yesterday, and you want to go check that out. Here's a clip from that particular interview. I think it is absolutely stunning.
They're going to have this system in place. Now, that doesn't mean that on day one, everyone's going to be using that system, but I think it's going to be ready in 12 to 24 months, and they're going to systematically start to pull people's paper money out of the system. And to me, this actually starts to correspond with what the United Nations Pact for the Future, which all of this biometric ID, the ability to basically shut down global commerce because of a global health pandemic, which right. got through the World Health Organization, a Black Swan event, economic disruption, food shortages, or cosmic interference, like things happening in outer space, right?
So it's pretty cool. We had a great interview and hope you guys check it out. If you missed that, don't forget to head in that direction. And also for those that love the Intel board, just want to let you know, from John Q, Patriot Q, I am. Did you know there are zero Q posts from March 30th to April 9th? The Q board's dark for 10 days in that window. 10 days of darkness? Strange. TikTok goes the clock. Get ready for the ride of your life. Pretty interesting catch there. And also just want to remind you about this digital ID system. Australia is to implement a full-blown government digital ID.
Life is about to change for every Australian. As much as Senator Gallagher seeks to downplay the significance of introducing one central digital identifier for each and every Australian, the reality is this is the most significant legislation I've seen in my time in the Senate. It's the glue that holds together the digital control agenda by which every Australian will be controlled, corralled, exploited, and then gagged when they speak or act in opposition. This bill will be misused because this bill is written to be misused. The government knows digital ID will be compulsory by the device of preventing access to government services, banking services, air travel, and major purchases for any Australian who does not have a digital ID. The digital ID will in effect create a live data file of your movements, purchases, accounts, and associates containing reference to every piece of data being held in the private and government sector as a first step in a wider agenda. Those listening at home may be wondering how an individual could avoid being drawn into this net of data, trading, and surveillance. The simple answer is You can't. The government knows control will be used by government to identify people who say mean things on social media to speed up enforcement of our new laws against saying home truths to crazy or dishonest people. No hiding behind anonymous accounts or false addresses. You can expect a knock on your door at home, work or school, as we're seeing happening in other countries with digital identity already in place.
So if you start supporting great causes for people who support, say, President Trump, or just say support the Holy Scriptures, say like those like we had with Dwayne Vincent. Remember, he's the one who had stage 3 throat cancer. Okay. We played his song, his music, Keep the Faith. And we asked you guys to go check it out and, you know, see if you'd like to help him and donate to his Give, Send, Go so they could raise the funds to help him out. So if you go to his music site, they've put in the description box below, you'll notice he's got his songs there. So let's say we'll play this one here, Keep the Faith. And as that's playing, I just wanted to share with you, just say you head over there that way with the, and we're under the CBD system and they find out he's a Christian and he has the word faith and they connect the dots and they say, hey, we don't want you guys, if you donate to them, we're going to track you and find out who you are and we're going to shut your account down. I'm just telling you what the future could hold. But for today, with all the things going on, we still have the ability to support one another. Now, I wanted to update you here because I had a chance to talk with their family. And I tell you one great thing, folks. You raised enough money for them to find the products they needed. Healing from stage 3 throat cancer in 6 months. As most of you are aware from the family, they said Dwayne was diagnosed with stage 3 throat cancer on 9/11/2023, September 11th. Went through extensive conventional treatments plus natural alternative supplements and is now slowly recovering. And one of those supplements they got, guys, was the LTPetClub247.com. Remember the mushrooms? Yeah, that's right. They helped him out. More info on this diagnosis, you guys can find a Give, Send, Go, and I put it in the description box below. You can go read all their updates. We've been blessed with the first campaign for Dwayne that met over 100% of the goal, and we had to set out to reach, which is far more than we ever anticipated. Thank you. We have made some long-lasting friendships along the way, and we're so grateful for our AUK family and friends. The journey over this last 6 months has been nothing short of overwhelming. Emotions, new relationships, and pathways opening up and keeping the faith more than ever. Dwayne had a PET scan on March 11, 2024. Original tumors do not appear to be visible aside from scar tissue only. Praise God. There are two other spots that the doctors want to keep an eye on. Nothing alarming just yet. One spot appears to be on the lung, another around the colon area. With that being said, there will be some additional testing biopsies required in the next couple of weeks. So, on top of this, folks, they also have the support of Dr. Shockley. Remember our interview with her? And that, folks, we're watching God do an amazing work for so many people. And we just want to praise the Lord for Dwayne Vincent and his recovery. And they're continuing to need support. And again, I showed you their Give, Send, Go. Their updated one here as they continue to move forward. And I just want to thank you guys for all your support for them. That is so, so amazing. And so part of the support, hopefully, we'll be able to help more people out in the future. If we see President Trump elected back in the office, not that he's the savior of the world, and folks, he's not a perfect person, and you know what, with every plan that's put together, it doesn't mean it's going to run perfectly in war games and war gaming and all that, okay? We're not saying he's the savior of the world, we're just saying he, I believe, is a man called of God to start getting things straightened out and get rid of these evil ones that have been controlling the earth for thousands of years. Check this out.
Trump plans if he gets reelected for president 2024.
So I will be deferring payments on student loans at zero interest until further notice. And on the payroll tax, we'll be terminating the payroll tax after I hopefully get elected. We'll be terminating the payroll tax. So that will mean anywhere from $5,000 to even more per family. And also great for businesses and great for jobs. A lot of people will be very happy to hear that a lot of the great certainly conservative economists will be great to have. They think that's the greatest thing we can do. That's better than the payments. That's better than anything else. But it's a lot of money, and it's going right directly to the people, and it goes there very easily. But it also creates stronger companies to employ the people. So we will be, on the assumption I win, we are going to be terminating the payroll tax after the beginning of the new year.
How about that? That's good news. And also, when it comes to the medical side, just a reminder, the FDA just lost a historic ivermectin lawsuit. So when will the FDA officials be arrested and charged with manslaughter for denying life-saving treatments to Americans? When's that going to happen? V Darkness Falls, Light on Liberty, gave us a note to close with today. We've got a lot going on, don't we? This video, there's a video clip he shows where you got this face of a lion staring down a young man. It represents all of you walking into the 2024 election while looking back at the November 2020 version of yourselves. We're all beaten up and full of battle scars, but look at how much stronger you've become. Many of you have lost the ultimate prize of family over you deciding to put your foot down and prioritize focusing on these subjects that are important for our species to address. I know I'm stronger because you're all here with me. I've walked this lonely conspiratorial road for many years, being labeled as a black sheep because these subjects are all I've wanted to talk about and focus on out here, and people just wanted to keep their heads buried in the sand. I'm blessed to have finally found so many people to freely talk to. Are you guys blessed too, to find people to talk to? And so, you're all family to our family now, and I'm proud of all of you for what you're doing with your free time. They're going to throw everything at us in 2024, but you're ready for it. It's a reminder, we are all becoming closer family. And when I think about family, I was looking on a video that hit me the other day really hard. These folks, their cousins, all got together and they had a sleepover because grandma was lonely. Their grandpa passed away in March. She's been lonely. So they put something together and said, you know what, let's go have a sleepover with her. This is what family is all about. And this kind of reminds me of what you guys do. You say, hey, LT, we're praying for you and your staff. We see that all the time. And we're family and we're with you and we feel it. And we have a wonderful And We Know family. And I can see you guys all helping each other out in the same way. And so this touched my heart. Let's close with this.
Other things we've lived through.
Surprise!
Though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I've played all my cards. And that's what you've done too.
Amazing, huh? They're all playing Uno together on the floor. How amazing. Touching hearts. You don't see anybody on their phones or anything. They're just hanging out together. Looking forward to this in the future with all of you.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do for all of us, what would seem as a big, scary event for all of us each day. You continue to provide the resources, your word to comfort us. You continue to provide us so many hardworking folks out there in the front lines that we can look up to, and presidents of nations saying we see this as warfare. Pastors standing up and saying we're standing for the truth. And we're just sensing over and over again that no matter what happens all around us, that you are in control, number one. And number two, we know that you win. We're reassured. All those that follow you and place you first in their life. Believe that you died on the cross, rose again on Resurrection Day. They believe that will not experience death. He told us that. And so we just look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, that you would continue to guide us, direct us, and help us each day of our life. We certainly need you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your love and support. You're so good to us. You're so good to those that we interview and those that we highlight. You're so wonderful, and we just want to thank you again. We're able to brag about those that listen to And We Know and support this channel, and just how wonderful each and every one of you are. Without you, it just wouldn't be the same. So just please hit that follow and share button if you would. And again, we covet your prayers. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.